He's an incredible visionary artist. We've done a lot of collaborations.
Last time on Bucci.
Look, the Knicks are done. Talk about Bucci. Food that is cooked in a cast iron pan, properly seasoned, cannot taste bad.
I've been using cast iron pans for over 25 years.
I've been doing it for 26 years.
When you wet sand it, you get it down to a smooth glass surface. On Amazon, you can buy like a chain mail.
And the chain mail
just lets you scrub off the food chunks if there's any.
What do you call it, a gauntlet?
It's not even a glove. It's just like a chunk of chain mail.
Okay.
Oil there.
The oil also matters.
Well, it seems like it works. Let's cook something real fast.
Actual butter. Real butter.
I gotta scrape some of this egg off. You are the only person so far that has made my cast iron pan happen.
The first caller who says about sandpaper is absolutely right.
Thank you, baby. What did I just say?
Yeah, you gotta do it real quick.
What are you doing? Just leave! Get off! Don't touch my pan. You're not gonna put a whole pig in my 18-inch pan.
Well, how am I supposed to season that?
Dairy products are not the best.
But that's why we're doing almond milk. That's not dairy.
That's true.
They'll sue you. They're big about protecting that name.
What name? Milk?
The milk name, yeah.
Why are you grunting? Stop grunting. Cast iron pan. What do you mean, what's my name?
Oh, this is Bucci.
Oh, that's bad for the Bucci.
No, it's good for the Bucci.
If you want those eggs to release like magic, it must be the season of the witch. And the wand really, there it goes.
Keep seasoning me.
You brought what you needed with you. Pomegranate lemonade, it's got the antioxidants, it's got the acid to eat through the rust. Like the Wizard of Oz, you had it all along.
Oil can.
not bath water. I've prepared some brine.
Eel guy?
It's your wife.
What about your wife? Maybe you should marry the pan.
Protect against Mrs.
All
Bucci.
All right, you got anything?
I mean.
What do you got? Give me some salt.
You talking to me or her?
Oh, I'm talking to you.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
That's just, some water. I'm not hitting a bong.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Hey! Hey! It's Bucci!
Ooh.
Yes! I can hear everyone going ooh right now. Ooh. I don't like that reverb. Ooh. That's worse. I'll deal with that later. Hey! It's Bucci, back for another one of these things. Capital T, capital T. Hey, Depeche Mode, shut the curse word up. That's right. You're listening to Bucci. Very happy to be here. You should see my eyes when I say I'm very happy to be here. They're lit up like a tambourine. Two tambourines. Two very dead tambourines. Let's get this thing started. Oh, yeah. That's a can of bones cracking in your ear. Let's take a nice sip. Baby, that's bony. I'm not drinking bones. It's not real bones. Okay? Don't worry. It's actually just more of that pomegranate lemonade that I was drinking last week. I left it here. And it's just sitting there, 4 inches of dust on it. Blow it off. Take the worm out of it and drink it up. But I'm bringing up bones. Because the DJ had a little accident this week. little downstairs accident. Not that kind of accident.
Oh, that's bad.
That would be... yeah, I was playing basketball this week, this past Wednesday. I was in my basketball league, balling, shot calling, sitting on the bench just to keep it company. I don't like to see a bench sitting there all alone with no bottoms on it. So I sometimes stop play and get on that bench. Anyway, I was sitting there and I just felt this crack in my foot, and I felt this sharp pain, and I looked down and two of my toes were broken. And that hurt. Babe. But lucky Bucci, it was a clean break in that it doesn't curse. It's a dirty break because the bone is sticking through the bottom of my flip-flops. I'm not even wearing flip-flops.
Bucci.
But my doctor, Dr. Brad Ford, told me to ice it, keep my weight off of it as soon as possible, keep other people's weight off it as soon as much as possible, which is more difficult. And it's doing okay, I guess. But I am bummed because I had another game tonight. My team, the New Jersey Goodfellas, and we are playing the Cleveland Eyes Wide Shuts. It's like kind of like a basketball / film league. And, you know, we do like movie quotes while scoring. You know, it's kind of like this, like, I'm big, it's pitchers that got small, Sunset Boulevard. And then I pass to my teammate and they say, hey, Tar, I think you're grooming me. Could you cut it out? That's from Tar.
Tar!
And, I'm going to stop dribbling. And when we're on defense, we just talk about cinematography, costumes. It's the only league where we block shots and talk about the blocking in Robert Bresson's Mouchette. That is actually stitched on our jerseys. Well, stapled. And sometimes we're dribbling, you know, the dribbling gets so loud that we can't hear the quotes, and so we have to stop play for 3 hours and just to hear ourselves talk. But that's the league, and I'm unfortunately not going to be able to do it, which is a bummer. Because tell you, Bucci loves the basketball. Watching and playing, you know. It's all good for me. And, you know, and Bucci balls, too. I'll prove it, actually.
Oof. That Bucci balls.
See? Drops don't lie. Bucci gets to that rack and finishes. Every time. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci adage.
Oh, it is. You know, so that I can't do that anymore for a while anyway. But I did bring my basketball, as you heard. Just kind of basketballing. It's one of my two favorite times of the year. It's the NBA Finals this week. It's going on right now. Started yesterday. I'm just going to stop dribbling. It was the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Indiana Pacers. Game one was yesterday. OKC choked in the fourth, and the Pacers won. Tyrese Haliburton won the game winner at the buzzer. Man, they're a fun team. Both of them are. Love a small market team. But I don't have any skin in the game. My team is the Bulls. Nice being a Bulls fan. You don't have to worry about them choking in the finals at all, because they haven't been there since 1998. Scottie Pippen's team. So anyway, I'm in that mood right now. And so what I want to do, in honor of the finals, what I want to do tonight is I want to play some basketball on the show tonight. Now, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. I know what the chat over there at WFMU.org is thinking without even looking at them. Bucci, I hate sports. I just like posting on the WFMU comments board. And King Crimson. I listen to WFMU to get away from sports. But as anyone who has ever dealt coke against their will knows, you don't have to like the game to play the game. Sorry. Just had to spin the ball on my finger and other things for a couple of seconds. So we can't play a real game in the studio anyway. The board, everything's made of glass in this studio, so it's not going to work. So what I have done is I've turned the game of round ball into a dice game. Sort of like Dungeons & Dragons, which I know you like that. And so how is it going to work? It's going to work like I roll, and based on that roll, I make a move, and then you roll to counter, and then I counter that counter, and then we score, and then there's like a point system, a gradient point system going 1 to plus 1 to plus. It's very, very easy. It's going to be super simple. Is that a Bucci adage? No.
Bucci.
Oh.
Adage.
All right. And to help me play this game, I'm going to have a guest on. That's right. It's my guy, Nate the K from Burn It Down with Nate the K. Fridays at 9 to midnight. That's tonight. So you're going to be playing against us. We're going to maybe playing a little bit against each other. We're going to play on one-on-one and one-on-two and two-on-one and one-on-one and one-on-two and two-on-one. It's going to be a nice... You know, even if you don't like it, even if you're one of those horrible people who say use the term sports ball, don't let that stop you, because it's going to be a nice old time. And I'm talking to you.
You.
So that's coming up. That's after the break. So come on. Post up. Get in the paint. Pump fake. And kiss the glass. It's Cool Keith, Off the Glass, only on WFMU.
He's
the most disappointing team.
Well,
I think it might be Seattle. I think it would surprise me if they don't finish anything but last.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Boochketball with Bucci.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Bank shot.
Hey, it's Bucci. We're back. That you just heard Cool Keith, Off the Glass from his 2023 album Serpent. The song is about the 1979 Seattle Supersonics for some reason. That team is no more, right? But they became the Oklahoma City Thunder. It all comes back around sometimes. Anyway, we're back. We're going to play this hour. We're going to play the Bucci's version of basketball, Boochketball, which people are already calling it Boochketball. And it's going to be a dice game, playing against you and the callers. And also, to fill out my... To fill out the rest of my team, the other half of the Splash Brothers, it's Nate the K.
How's it going?
Hey.
I'm very excited to be here.
Hey, Nate. How are you doing?
As one of WFMU's...
Like three people.
Three people who like sports.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, I mean, I called two others, and then I called.
Yeah, right.
That's fine.
That's all right.
201-209-9368 if you want to play a round of Bouchkaball with Nate and I. Do you want to play like kind of a starter round?
Yeah,
see
let's
how people
do it. Let's
do
just
it?
Get out there and start balling.
All right. I'm ready.
I stretched. And
you stretched?
I took some layups.
How are those hammies?
They're doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, look. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, I had the off-season surgery, so.
Right. I love off-season surgery.
Sure.
Every surgery for me is an off-season surgery, though, unfortunately. All right, so let's try it.
All right,
let's do it. We got this die. All right, so let me go first. I can get rid of this. All right. So I'm going to roll.
All right,
and I got a 4. So, 1, 2, that is a behind-the-back pass.
Okay.
So, I just passed it behind the back. Now you go.
And now my defense is set, and we're going to counter with... Oh, I just blocked you.
You just blocked me?
It's one of these. I'm wagging my finger, folks.
Oh, my God.
So, I have the ball now, right? Or did it block back to
you? Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so I roll again now?
So, you roll again.
All right.
That's a 3, it
and
looks like.
I just did a spin away.
All right.
So,
I'm not entirely sure.
So I think
you're really
spinning.
I think
I blocked it. I'm dribbling towards the hoop, and
yeah,
I just sort of spun. And now you have to defend my spin.
Okay, let's go. I'm really getting going now. Here we go. That's 5, 6, 7. So I boxed you out.
Okay, all right.
Now, what is boxing out? Just for the people who are listening.
It's like you get in front of the guy and basically just back into them.
Yeah.
You throw your butt back there, your hips, whatever you got to do.
It's one of the more erotic ones. You're
clear
getting
the
close.
Guy out.
Yeah. You got to push that guy out of the paint and out of your way.
But wait, right? so now who has possession?
So I just boxed you out. So I still have possession.
You have possession? Okay.
Right, because you're boxed out.
All right, I'm
so
boxed
I'm roll
out.
Again.
So apparently a rebound took place.
6. So I... turnover.
All right, I got the ball. This is a sloppy game so far.
Yeah, we're kind of all over the place. All right, so...
Everybody needs to sort of cool down, you know.
We're going to slow down the pace of this game.
Yeah, we have to slow down the pace.
We got to slow down the pace of this game. 201-209-9368. Nobody calling.
And I will roll on your behalf should you choose to play Bucci ball.
All right.
Bouchkit ball.
All right, we got to... let's get going now.
All right. I'm rolling here. I have possession... And let's see. I just took a charge.
Oh, okay. All right. So I just charged right in. Where's the other die?
I don't know.
We already lost the other die. All right. Ready?
This crowd's rowdy.
Oh, fast break! I'm running with this ball.
All right.
Oof. That booch falls.
We gotta find. Oh, wait. It's under the thing.
You see it? All right.
All right. Here we go. So you're breaking.
Yep. I'm running towards the back basket. That's what I'm doing, folks.
Oh, no. The die went down.
Well, the die went into a different kind
okay,
of basket.
Okay, so here. I'll roll twice.
You're going to roll twice.
Okay,
yeah.
So 1 plus 4 is 5. You're fast breaking. And, oh, man, I had a late contest. So I think that means you get to go to the foul line.
Yep. All right, free throws.
We'll just say you shot a free throw.
All right, everybody quiet. I need my free throws.
Bucci. Bucci.
Be quiet.
Oof. That Bucci balls.
All right, 2. Step back jumper.
You were at the foul line.
No, I don't care. I step back
this
jump.
This doesn't make any sense.
I gotta tell you, in Bucci ball, you can step back and
all
jump
right.
from the foul line.
Where's
and that's
the dungeon master?
Well, like, I hope maybe it's right here. Caller, you got Bucci and Nate the K.
Bucci, did it ever occur to you that one-on-one basketball on the radio is like listening to people making waffles?
On the radio? Making waffles on the radio?
No, that's what one-on-one basketball on the radio is like.
Well, I love watching people make waffles. I would come to your house and
listening
watch you make a waffle
people make
any
waffles,
day of
there's
the
a big
week.
Difference.
I would make a waffle right now. I'll watch it, you know, from afar.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
It's friggin' fascinating.
But I'm not on. But the sizzling pan is not on the radio.
Yes.
I'm on the radio.
Right. So, do you want to play basketball with me and Nate? I'll roll, and you we'll play against you.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something.
Are
right
you
now,
tell me that you don't like
Nate
basketball?
Is about 5 feet taller than you are. It's not fair.
I'm like a good 5 feet. It's
yeah,
like maybe 4 6.
At least
tall.
I've seen Nate.
Yeah, but I got
he
the length.
Sing.
You should
he's
see my wingspan.
On rock,
I got a huge wingspan. I'm like from my shoulder to my tips of my toe fingers. It's like
yeah.
another 4 feet. I think right.
Freakish.
Freakish. Yeah. Kind of
yeah.
like this is why I ball so much.
Oof.
Not literally.
Yep.
All right, Franco. Do you want to roll?
Okay, I'll roll. I'll toss the waffle up in the air. Okay, here goes. It's in the air.
Oh,
go
it's
for
not.
It.
It's a three. You got. Oh, it's a baseline drive. Nice job. It's my turn now. Oh, I took a charge.
You took the charge, and I.
Add
I helped
one.
And recovered though.
All right.
I had to add three to. Oh wait, I was supposed to add another number there.
Nate's the only one dribbling now. He's just dribbling
okay.
around in circles.
This is getting interesting.
All right. I'm resetting the offense.
All right. So. Reset the offense. All right. Let's do it again. What did I get? It's five. Oh, three-pointer.
Finally, someone hits a shot.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Hold stuff right there. The idea here is to get the waffle on the plate next to the bacon.
There is waffle all over the floor, but it's you who is waffling at the free throw line, right?
Yes.
You waffled all over that place, and it's a brick. All right, Franco, thanks very much. 201-209-9368. We're playing basketball. I'm pretty good a dribble. How are you at dribbling there, Nate?
In dice rolling basketball, I'm like, I have sick handles. In real life, you know.
All right, well, I'm pretty good. Listen to this.
Wow, there's like a rhythm there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I just scored also. Caller Igabuchi and Nate the K. Hello, who's this?
Hey,
who's this?
This is Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. Where have you been? Did you get drafted into the military or something? Where have you been, my friend?
I haven't been drafted into the military.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be the only excuse I would accept for you not calling this show.
I just...
All right.
Make up excuses.
Yeah. Hero, don't make any excuses
all right,
for him.
All right.
Hero, do you want to play some basketball?
Sure.
Okay. Are you familiar? Do you like the game of basketball?
No.
You don't mind if I just do a little dribbling while we talk. So how tall are you, Hero?
How tall?
Yeah, how tall are you?
I don't...
5 feet taller than Bucci.
Don't say things like that. And, all right, so we're going to play. What color do your jersey? What kind of jersey do you want? What color is your jersey going to be? Or what is it made out of? Is it made out of Legos?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be made out of cotton.
Oh.
Or no, wait, not cotton.
Poly blend?
What's that?
It's like a blend of polyester and cotton. All right,
yeah,
let's
more
play. All right, so Hero, you roll first, okay? We're going to start playing, right? You
okay.
Ready? All right. All right, Hero got a four. What is that?
A four is a behind-the-back pass.
Oh, wow. You got a behind-the-back
okay.
pass there, Hero. All right. Now I'm going to...
It's over there.
Okay.
We can't lose that or else it's all... We're in trouble.
All right. That's a three. What did I get there, Nate?
You spun away. You still have the ball.
All right. So I'm... Well, I'm doing the ball. All right. What's next? Roll for me.
All right. All right, I just got a five here, so I closed out. Well, not the most exciting roll, but I'm trying.
All right, so Hero, we'll see what you got. What did you get? Four. And that is a... What's
deflection.
The...
Or an alley-oop, whichever.
Hey, it's an alley-oop. You scored. Good job, hero.
Curtis Blow's favorite play, the alley-oop.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, it is. My favorite play is the alley-oop.
Yeah, right. Makes it very clear.
So, hero, do you want to do it? You want to do another round?
What?
Do you want to do another round?
Yes, one more.
Okay. Do you want to make it interesting? You know.
Make it more interesting?
Yeah, let's wear some straw hats. That'll make it pretty interesting, right? Or maybe we can eat some golden grams while we play. All right, let's go. All right, you got a 4, and that is... you set up a terrarium on the logo. That's weird, but okay. I said interesting. All right, now I'm going to... That's a 2, and I have to take 100 free throws now. Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know what? Let's just stop at 5. All right. I scored 5 on you, hero. I'm sorry, but I win.
What?
See ya.
How does that work?
Gotta go. 201-209-9368. Nate and I have beat just about everyone. Franco waffled at the free throw line. Hero choked and started building a terrarium in the midcourt instead of playing any basketball. So if anyone else wants to play, I'll do a little playing. It's fairly easy, as everyone can see. Da-na-na. Call you a Bucci.
No, what's up, Bucci?
Oh, hey, who's this?
It's Double G, Bucci.
Oh, hey, it's Downtown Double G. How you doing, Downtown Double G?
You know, I'm feeling strong tonight.
Great. So do you want to play? How tall are you anyway?
I'm about 5'10".
You're 5'10". What's your length?
Hey, Bucci, this is the radio.
I'm talking about your wingspan, your arms.
My wingspan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I would say probably about 6 feet.
All right, you got a 6 feet wingspan. That seems tall, but all right. And what's your average like in a game? What do you got? What do you average?
You know, like a little 1-on-1 or 3-on-3. You know, I could probably put up at least like 10.
10 what points?
Yeah, 10 baskets.
How many boards?
How many boards? Yeah. I don't really got jumps like that. But
you don't do it.
Even though I got. 6 feet
and you
on,
seem like a selfish person. You know, in and out of the sack. So why you don't get the assists? I imagine.
No, I'm a ball hog.
I'm really, really upset that I brought this whole thing up. All right, we're going to. You want to play some basketball?
Yeah, you want to do some N1 and you do some N1 mixtape stuff?
Well, I mean, hopefully you can get an N1 in your dreams.
All right, come on, Bucci, let's do it. What you got?
All right, let's go. Time up.
Come on, Bucci. What's that? What's this?
Oh, let's go. What are you doing?
Yeah, come on.
Look
come
at
on.
That
Bucci
sad
ball.
Ass
Bucci,
head fake.
What's that?
It's weak. All right, let's roll. It's a
come on,
6.
Come on,
what do
Bucci.
I got?
What's that?
Spin move to the basket.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, so I just span past you. You're still looking at your hoop. All right. And then,
oh, we're playing on that side of the court?
I got a 2.
Oh.
Oh, I just stole it from you.
I didn't even. That's not even the right side. That's not a regulation ball.
I'm having trouble following who has possession.
I stole the ball for myself. All right. Oh, thank you very much, crowd.
What about this? What about this?
Oh! All right, and then you got a 3. So, that's a sax solo. Could you do a little sax solo for me?
Can you get a timeout? Hold on.
No, there's no timeout.
I pulled my hammy. I pulled a hammy, Bucci.
Yeah, well, you have to play through it. Play through it. Who's the guy from the Celtics who wants his players to play through? What's his name? The coach
Jason
on the Celtics?
Oh, I forget his name, but yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, he just wants.
I didn't know we were
court.
Actually talking real sports, or I would have refreshed my memory here.
Yeah, well, we are. I gave you about 5 right, emails
on,
talking
on.
About.
Oh, you know, I'm good. Would you come on, check it in. Come on.
All right,
I'll pass that up. Come on. What's that?
That's a 5.
You ain't got this.
Oh, it's a late contest. I'm not sure what that is.
All right, I'm going to roll.
All right, you're playing against Nate now.
All right, Nate, you got some.
I set a pick and roll.
All right. So, you set it.
All right.
Now, what did Double G do?
He did one of those things where he like put the ball under his shirt.
What?
Yeah, and then he was like, I don't know where it went. And then, yeah.
Well, talk to me in 9 months when you give birth to that basketball, right, yeah. Double G?
Hey, listen, I'll call you in 9 months.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. You know, you should change that name to just Single G, because that's the league he's going to.
Right, the G League. Yeah. Oh, yes, I get. Oh, yeah. You're deep like, cut there. Here we go. Now we're getting into it.
Caller, you got your booch.
Boochie?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Oh, this is Zachary.
Hey, Zachary, how are you doing?
Hey, doing right. Is Nate still there, Nate the King?
Screaming at the top of your lungs. Yeah, Nate's still here.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great with you being there.
All right.
Yeah, love
what?
The show.
What kind of thing is that to say?
I think you know what he's saying.
I do know what he's saying. All right, Zachary, do you like basketball?
Hey, I'm in Indiana.
Oh, there you go. That's right. So you must be very happy today.
Yeah, I made a lot of money.
Did you? Just doing what?
No, I haven't made any money. I didn't make anything interesting. It's all been friendly, you know, for a six-pack or something.
All right. Well, I mean, it's a fun team to watch, isn't it, the Pacers?
I haven't seen any.
Yeah, trust me.
I just bet on the game.
All right. So do you want to play a little game?
I've already beat you in my mind, Bucci.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's go.
Okay.
All right.
Roll them well. Roll them.
I'm rolling for him.
Yes.
What are you groaning about?
I
don't think you allow, like he's having like a groan.
He pump faked.
Oh, you pump faked.
So wait, now we gotta see what happens next.
All right.
Someone hit a 3-point shot.
That was me.
I don't know who has possession.
That was him.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
was
he,
me.
He pump faked.
Yeah,
and then,
he pump faked
and
shot.
Yeah.
So you, that's 3 points for you. All right, give me the ball
yeah,
back. I gotta
points.
Do this.
How much is left on the clock?
Let me look. 44 yeah. minutes.
There we go. Fade, Nate. Right, Nate? It was
fade.
A fade.
You got a fade.
It was
on your...
a step back. It was a nice step
yeah,
back.
That was like a haircut or something. All right, so yeah. That's a six for Bucci. And I...
Whoa. No, that was me. What do you mean?
No, I have possession. You scored 3 points, and so I have possession.
I'm not sure if the dice rolling is really coming
you
across.
You fell aside.
Look,
you dropped it.
If anything is coming across, it's the dice rolling. Nothing
know.
Else is coming across, but the dice rolling is. What'd I get? A six? Oh, you're wearing a Knicks. You put your Nixon mask on. That's
yeah.
sick.
Yeah. How's Nixon make you feel, Bucci?
I like Nixon masks. They make me feel safe.
Don't they? Reminds me of the 60s.
City? Yeah, it reminds me of the 60s.
A tumultuous time.
Yes, absolutely. But not for Nixon. Nixon loved the 60s, right? Except for that time he lost against Kennedy. You
right.
probably hated that.
He was not.
No, he
happy.
Loved it.
He loved losing against Kennedy?
Yeah.
Grumbled.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love that guy. Doesn't wear a hat. All right, Zachary, you beat Bucci, unfortunately.
Yes.
So
yes.
You won that. I wish you had bet on that, right?
I like to thank.
Call you Bucci.
Hey,
who's this?
This is Mike.
I gotta
I'm ready to play some D&D. I heard we're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
No, we're not. We've married the
no?
two things. It's been a beautiful marriage, I would say. Marrying basketball with Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, well, I brought my character sheet and my dice. And
all right, so what do you got? Are they
I got Talgor,
Precious
the wizard,
Achua.
The wizard orc here.
That's
that
a
could,
nice.
That could totally be a Dungeons and Dragons character, Precious
Achua. Bam, Adebayo.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that would be a good.
Yeah, these are good.
Yeah. All right. So, what's another character do you have? Like some sort of. What do you got? Tell me one thing. Unbelievable. You still there?
I want to at least know, like, if he's chaotic evil or whatever. Right.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. right. Well, he...
I think that's a thing. That is the extent.
He messed up that phone call real
right,
bad. So
which,
I would
yeah.
say chaotic neutral, maybe? Or
chaotic
just,
neutral, yeah.
Just chaotic.
Chaotic inept.
Yeah, chaotic inept. Just like spinning in a circle.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know anything about that. Caller Ego Bucci. And Nate
Bucci, this is Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. You gave out the number at what, quarter after?
Are you a hoop head there, Annie? Do you like basketball?
Well, you missed it. You could have had bocce ball, right? Bocce ball?
We can play this game with a bocce ball if you'd like. It'd be very, very unusual, but we could roll that thing around on the court for 20 more minutes if you'd like. All right,
no,
we're not
you gave out
that.
The number early. Yes. So, yeah, let's do your basketball.
Let's do the little basketball
thing.
Let's
do my basketball thing.
It's behind your soundboard. Yeah.
All right, Andy, you go first. Let's roll.
All right, what color is my dye?
Oh, it's
like a beige.
No, I would say more beige. Of a dove gray. It's a dove gray dye.
Cool. Yeah, let's do it. All right.
All right, I'm rolling. Yep. There we go. You're getting some action into it. She got a 6.
Does she have the ball?
Yes, she has the ball.
It's a pump fake.
Oh, another pump fake. It's one of the, all right. Hey, look at that. All right, now it's my turn. It's Bucci's turn now. All right, let's do 3 and 6.
Oh, yeah, try.
9. Interception.
I don't think that's what they call it.
I got an interception.
I'm pretty sure we're like bringing in other sports.
Turnovers!
I need to get a strikeout pretty soon.
Home run. Or a home run. All right, so I intercepted it, which is definitely what it's called. And now I got a 3 plus a 2. That's a 5. What do we got there?
You reset the offense.
7.
I reset the offense
all
by myself.
Yeah.
And, all right, so the offense is set. I got a 4 now. What's that?
A deflection.
Okay.
Another common basketball term, the deflection.
We deflected it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And nobody's scored yet. This is a
defensive slugfest.
Yeah, you're doing well on defense. What is your name? Lou Dort?
I think that could be a Dungeons & Dragons name, too.
Yeah, Lou Dort.
Like a kind of a short, angry, like, warrior.
Just like Lou Dort.
Elf. Yeah.
One more play. Let's try to get something going. And it is... Oh, it's a free throw. All right. So, Annie, take your free throw, please. Why did
really
you have to
make... chuck it up there.
All right. Oh, it went in. All right, one more. You got 2. There you go. Annie, you got 2 points, and Bucci got nothing. What the heck? Sorry, Annie. I had to let you go. That was a great little game. 201-209-9368. We're playing Bucci-ball, which I think is going very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Mazzulla, by the way.
That's his name.
Yeah, sorry. It was
Joe
Maz.
Yeah, he's Joe the Maz, one who loves blood on the court.
Yes.
He said, I want... When Jason Tatum like hurt himself for he pulled his thing, he's like, "Get up!" He's screaming at him, "Get up! Get up!" 201-209-9368. We're playing basketball. Hey Nate, do you know the song, the Ice Cube song? Today was a good day. You know that song? Do you think Ice Cube was lying about getting a triple double in that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, you watched him in the video, right?
He's definitely not. Yeah. Daring a triple-double.
Yeah. It took like 20 takes to just get him to be like that smooth.
And is he getting any assists at all?
Yeah.
No.
He doesn't strike me as, you know.
No. He's
out there setting up offenses.
He just like was puffing. Well, let's just call it a triple-dongle. He probably got a triple-single.
It rhymes
single.
With trouble. So, yeah.
And he didn't use his AK at all either, which he's never done.
That's what made it a good day, right?
Right, right. His triple-double and he didn't have to use an entire AK on someone. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Nickel again.
Oh, hey, is this a Dungeons and Dragons guy?
Yeah, this is Dungeons and Dragons guy. I, you know, critical fumble on my end.
All right, what does your jersey look like?
Can it be made of chainmail?
Sure, it can be made of chainmail.
Yeah, does that work on the court?
Everything works on the court at Bucci-ball. And is that a Bucci adage? No, it's not. Is it see-through? You have to wear a T-shirt under the chainmail, though, because I feel like that's, you know, just to protect your body.
Yeah, I don't want a party foul.
Yes. All right, so you want to play?
Yeah, sure. I rolled a 20.
Oh, because you have your own die, right?
Yeah, I got
okay,
a 20-sided
one. It doesn't go up to 20.
A 6-sided one, and a 4-sided one, and a 100-sided one.
Okay, roll. What do you got? You got a 20?
Yeah.
All right. That is sax solo. You got to do a sax solo.
Okay,
my turn. I rolled a 3. That is Oh, I get to do the Dougie. That's nice.
Oh, nice.
Watch me.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Watch me. Don't take your eyes off me.
I'll watch it. He's doing it.
I always watch you, Boochie.
He's doing it.
And so far, nobody has touched a basketball. So that's what are you? Roll again.
It says I got a one.
You got a one. What's one?
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert gave him COVID, I think, is one.
You have COVID now.
From Rudy Gobert, though.
Well, that's nice. Do you know who Rudy Gobert is?
He gave everyone COVID.
He's one of the most overrated people in the whole world.
He shut down the NBA.
So you have COVID now, I'm afraid.
That's a dated reference. My apologies to your audience. That's an extremely dated reference.
I don't think anyone cares. That's the only reference I like. All right, so let's do one. What did you get?
Okay, yeah, one more time.
Roll again. I'll give you another roll because you got COVID.
Okay. I got a 10.
So that
But I got a plus 5 in strength. Does that work?
Pull-up jumper.
Nice. With that plus 5, that's a score. There you go. You got a hoop there. All right.
Hey, nice. Thank you, Gucci.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. All right, I forgot. Did he? Oh, so he beat me too. Feels like everyone's beating me.
People are really
game.
Putting up shots against you. They're getting them to fall.
All right, I got to stop dribbling.
Yes, you dribble too much. You got ball movement.
I'm dribbling the air out of this ball in a circle. 201-209-9368. We're playing Boochka Ball. We've turned it into a die game. And so if you like dice game or the game of dice or craps or anything like that, but you always wished there was some sort of...
That it was basketball.
There was always some basketball element to it. Then this is the radio show for you. Yeah. Only this week, though. If you like all that stuff, don't call the show next week and tell me, whatever. All right.
I want to meet this guy who's like, man, I love shooting craps. It's like my favorite thing, except if it could just be more like basketball. The guy's just been waiting for this show to be born.
Well, maybe it was
for this episode. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, of course, he's probably going to have to catch it on the podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
He's shooting craps.
Let's roll. Yeah, he's probably getting stabbed in an alley right now by a basketball.
In the 40s.
In the 40s. All right, so, Nate, I got a 5. What's that?
Okay, you closed out.
I closed out already?
Yeah.
How can I already close out?
Well, closing out, like somebody is,
made
the corner.
Yeah.
And then you closed out. So
I finished.
No. A close out is when you, if there's a wide open guy and you run up on him to close it out.
Okay, so I did that.
Yes, you did that.
But I did it without the ball in my hand.
Well, right, because you're on defense.
That's true.
A close out is a defensive move. Are you on offense?
Yeah, I'm the only guy who can close out on offense. All right, that's a 3. Go ahead. What did you get?
Okay,
there?
And now you have. Okay, so let's see. What did I do? I committed an offensive foul.
Well, that's bad for the Booch.
Yeah. I almost cursed.
You closed out, and then I jumped into you and committed an offensive foul.
You stepped
foul.
On my broken
I stepped on your
toe.
Broken ankle, and then Joe Mazzulla was like, tough luck.
Keep going. Keep making $17 million a year. All right, so I got a 3. Oh, that is. I watched my friend Hollywood Herb and his band playing tonight at Space Cat Brewery in Norwalk, Connecticut, 7 p.m. That's what I did.
That's my favorite play in basketball.
Right.
Curtis Blow likes the alley-oop. I like watching.
I watch Hollywood Herb play
Herb
some.
Play at the
Space Cat. That's tonight in Norwalk, Connecticut.
There's nothing like it in sports.
You know what? It's the beautiful game. That's why they call it the beautiful
Indeed.
Game. Indeed. Do they call it the beautiful game?
They do. I know, immediately. It was like my second roll.
201-299-9368. Don't be scared. Play Boochka Ball with Boochie and Nate the K. Nate, do you have skin in the game for this finals, by the way? These finals?
I would say I'd like to see the Thunder win. I'd like to see the Thunder win for Sonics fans. And as a diehard New York Knicks fan, I am predisposed to despising the Indiana Pacers. But,
it was a tough series.
What are you going to do, you know?
I don't know. Just stare into the darkness, I guess.
But, you know, hey, look, I got to bear witness to these insane comebacks, too. So.
Yeah, I feel like there's too many of these comebacks. All right, let's roll again since nobody wants to play. Let's do it again. Nate, you got a 4 plus 4 plus, let's say 4 plus 6.
4 plus 6. I got a 10. So, oh, I did a reverse layup.
You already scored.
Yeah, I came down. Just admit, you know, I went under the hoop and then came out around the other side and dropped it in.
Like a little cute little Easter rabbit. Yeah. I got a 1 plus a 6.
So that's a 7?
Yeah, it's a 7.
I just want to say Eurostep.
You?
Yeah, you got a Eurostep.
A Eurostep. Yeah. Was it successful, though?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Home run.
That's a home run.
I feel like people don't acknowledge a Eurostep unless it works, you know?
No, yeah. Does everyone know what a Eurostep is? It's
to describe this on
it's
the
a
air.
Step. It's kind of like if you were playing hopscotch a little bit.
That's a good way of describing it.
If you're playing hopscotch and you're Serbian, that's kind of what a Eurostep is. If a Serbian plays hopscotch, that's what a Eurostep is.
Vivid.
Yep. So you got a Eurostep to the basket. Let me roll. That's a 6.
He stripped it. Or no, wait, what's verticality defense? You mean you're just like hands up, straight up?
Yeah, stand
you
up.
You went straight up.
Maybe I took a screen, right?
Okay, yeah.
I took a
screen. Did you have the ball?
Nope.
Well, so my Eurostep was, I guess, blocked.
Yep, that's right. Okay. Sorry.
All right,
and
then I took
a screen.
I'm not Serbian, so it was, I failed to execute.
It was, yeah. Well, I mean, everyone's trying to copy the Serbians.
Yep.
But it's harder to do than you think. All right, so I got a 1.
Call it a fast break.
That's a fast break. So I'm fast breaking to the basket.
And what do I do in response?
4, 1, 5, 4, 1, 5.
I closed out.
All right. That's a closeout?
Yeah.
All right.
Now we know what that means, right?
Yes,
you
we
can
do.
Still go, I think, right?
Yep.
Because I didn't like steal it or anything.
No, because that's a plus 1.
Right.
All right. So that's a 5. Oh, I have gout.
Oh, that's another like kind of underrated thing that happens in the NBA.
Gout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually in like the third quarter you start to see guys. Their
toes start swelling up.
And they're like the king's disease.
They're drinking a lot of water and eating fava beans and stuff like that. Spinach.
People say the modern game has changed. I don't get it.
That's the only way it
too
has
much
changed.
Gout.
Yeah, it's become goutier and 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 goutier. It's too much beer. Too much beer on the court. All right, 201-209-9368. We got 7 minutes. And everyone is intimidated. I don't know why I've lost like every game I've played so far. Caller Yabuchi and Nate the K.
Hey, Nate. Bucci, how's it going?
You said that in the wrong way, but I'll let that go. So what's your name?
Stan.
Oh, hey, Stan.
Hey, Stan.
You're from Chicago, aren't you?
Southwest Side.
Yeah, Southwest Side. So you're a Bulls fan?
Yeah, you know, I'm a Bulls fan. I prefer the early 80s Bulls.
Oh, what Bulls do you like? You like the 50s Bulls?
The early 80s. You know,
the early
80s
Reggie
Bulls. Right. Those guys.
Sure, those plumbers. Right?
No, they didn't win a lot of games, but they had heart.
Sure, yeah.
That's all you can ask for.
That's what they dribbled with as well. All right, so you want to play a little game?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go. Do you want the ball? I'll give you the ball. 3.
Hey, catch his pass.
All right, 2-2-1.
So 5?
Yeah.
Hey, you got one of those four-sided pyramid dice?
No, just focus on your game there, Stan. Oh,
all right. 3-point shot.
You took a 3-point. Okay. Did it rim out, or where did it go?
Bounced
way up. And then
it went in.
All right, so that's 3 for you, Stan, a.k.a. Steve Kerr. All right, that's a 6. What do I get there, Nate?
Are you on defense or offense right now?
Offense, because he got a 3.
Okay, right. So you're making a spin move to the bucket.
All right, now let's do another move. I got a 3. What's next for
still
me?
Still your ball?
Yeah, still my ball.
You
spinning
spun
to
away.
The...
So it's like you made a spin move to the bucket.
And then a spin back?
I guess someone was there, and then you spun out.
All right. This is going well. Stan doesn't know what to do with me right now. All right, then a 5.
Is this your turn or Stan's turn?
I'm still spinning in a circle.
You're just spinning. Okay.
5-2.
5-2, so that would be 7. You missed.
I don't know why they're celebrating. I missed.
You missed. I mean, it was a gallant effort, but a little too much.
All right, so it's 3-0 there, Stan. How do you are you out of breath? I can hear you gasping over there.
It doesn't matter whether you win, you lose. It's how you play the game.
That's true, especially with Booskaball, which you can play in any way that you want. And as long as you don't play with a knife.
Absolutely.
All right. See you, Stan. 201-209-9368. We're playing Booskaball. I feel like this is going very well.
Yeah, it's like it's as exciting as playing out there on the hard court.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, everyone's kind of watches the game and they think, I can never play that game. I don't have the length. I don't have the shorts.
I'm not Serbian.
Yeah, I'm not right. Serbian. I'm not. My daddy didn't play basketball.
I didn't go to the academy.
Right. I'm not LeBron's son. there's all sorts of excuses, but there's no excuse not to play Booskaball. I don't. Everybody wins except for you. All right, we're playing Booskaball. Let's see who's got the rock. Who's got the rock? Hold on. This button's just fell off. Caller, you got Bucci.
Is this Bucci?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Spud Webb.
Spud Webb?
Please be true.
I've been hearing, I heard the basketball court Spud sounds on your show, and you know I'm a huge lover of playing basketball.
Okay.
I'm Spud Webb. So I thought I'd call you up and say I really appreciate the new game. Is there any room for a guy like me in the league?
I mean, guy Spud Webb, he was short, right? Wasn't
he? Well, ask him yourself.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Spud, Spud Webb. How tall are you again? I feel like you were 5'2 or something like that.
I think 5'4. Is that how tall you are?
How tall are you again?
I'm between 4 and 5.
Four and five, yeah. I love that.
Between 4 and 5 feet.
All right. And your length is what? Well, I got to stop asking that question. Let's, do you want to make it interesting?
Yes.
All right. We're going to all drink LaCroix while we're playing basketball.
Oh.
That's pretty interesting.
Spud Webb, I love it. What flavor do we have?
Oh, it's pamplemousse.
Basketball flavor. Please say basketball flavor.
All right. All right, Spud, I love you, but just relax for a second. All right, so, 12.
12.
That's a Spud.
He took it, he bounced it off the court, then he ran up, grabbed it, and dunked it. Yeah, that's what he did. It's Spud Webb. What am I? Come on, I got to give him.
All right. All right, so that's my ball. It's my ball. 2-1.
Okay.
Oh, I dunked a crow. No, I didn't. I'm just kidding. All right, 6. What do I do? What do I got there, Nate?
You,
I asked for Spud Webb's autograph.
Yeah, there you go.
Right at half court.
He signed your rookie card. Like his rookie card. Your rookie card.
His rookie card, Bucci.
He signed my rookie card.
It was your
card.
Rookie card, but he's
I'll
on.
I signed Bucci's rookie card.
Of course, Spud Webb is on my rookie card. It's insult to injury, which I already have one on my
foot.
It
says Bucci.
Whose name would you like on that thing?
Of Spud.
Just put Jack Webb, I guess.
Okay.
All right, Spud Webb. Right. Thanks, Short King. You've been playing basketball on WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org. That's it, Nate McKay. Thank you so much for
coming
on.
Thanks for having me.
Up next is more basketball only on WFMU. Actually, it's Billy Jam.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo-chee.